And right now, as I wait for my computer to catch up, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano, and he will thunder in with the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
I say howdy. I looked at my summer forecast, or my spring forecast that includes June, and I said the third week would be gray.
You were right.
That was definitely a good one. I'm forecasting, quote, cooler weather for the weekend on the long range, but that's not going to be the case. It's actually going to be warmer, but cool at night. We have a warm front that's trying to work up from the south. It's giving us blotchy rain and drizzle and fog. There could be showers and thunderstorms breaking out later today and through tonight.
We already have showers.
Right. Right. I mean thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms.
All right. Low 80s today, low 60s tonight. Now, it'll become partly sunny tomorrow, but we may have to start with showers, leftover showers. And there'll be a dry wind in the afternoon, unusual again for June, to have a wind of 25 miles an hour. But it will be. And that wind will let you know that summer's here because it comes in at 11:54, and tomorrow is the longest day of the year.
Now, you had to say that. You had to say that because now we start sliding back down to you know what.
Right. Saturday, the days begin to get a little shorter, but you won't notice it. Sunny, pleasantly warm, but windy Saturday, low 80s. Sunshine Sunday, middle 80s. And sunshine on Monday in the middle 80s. So there you have 3 days coming up, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that are really spectacular. I'm happy to say that I will be here Monday. Not that I have the whole day. You know as well as I do, Marshall. Come 2 o'clock Monday afternoon, I am in the Weather Center preparing the entire show for Tuesday. So when you get a day off during the week, if you're working the following day, especially here in the Weather Center, and you do morning drive, you don't have the whole day off. So it's not like I could go to the beach or and picnic, you know, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not happening. And why am I taking the Monday off?
That was going to be my question here.
Not because I want to. Again, this is all in an effort to preserve my one and only fill-in, AJ. Because if I can't muster up more time or hours for him, he's going to be forced for weekdays to go with temporary jobs, and I lose him. And that's not a good. It's not a good time to lose your fill-in, especially during the summer, and especially since I'll be on vacation in August. So, I'm not thrilled about it, but we'll make do, and we'll see how it goes through the summer.
The old gun to the head routine.
Yeah. Well, again, our other Anthony Martella, he continues to train Jeff. Jeff is not ready for prime time plays right now, but I think he will be.
I think he will be. Yeah. I think he'll be ready very quickly.
I'm hoping. So then I have a little leeway here. So that's where we're at there. Not much happening yesterday. Our handyman showed up. Anybody who has been with us has been following the story of poor Dan smashed his finger with one of the tools a couple of weeks ago. His bones in his finger broke in 5 different places, little chips. They are giving him surgery today. Yesterday he came to say that he wasn't going to be working because he's still in a lot of pain. Today he gets surgery, and they're going to go in underneath the nail, just big finger on the right hand, under the nail, and put a wire in there and try to wire the tip of his finger to the rest of his finger together. And he plans on coming here Saturday and Sunday with another gentleman who he has worked with before, and he will instruct him as to what he has to do. So this is now going on 2 months, Marshall, of getting a walkway done outside, and the outside is a complete mess with tools and buckets and everything all over the lawn.
Eww.
Yeah. 2 months. So That's that. I'm heading for the lake Saturday. I'll be going when I get up there. I'll be going to the studio, and I'm going to start straightening things up there, getting ready for the advent of the movie, and that's it. And I'll come back on Sunday. I can't come back Monday because, as I said, I got to work basically Monday afternoon. So I will come back on Sunday, and everybody will have at least it'll be a lovely day on Monday. You won't be missing me too much because there'll be nothing challenging.
Well, on Monday when you come back a little earlier, why don't you start working on that little walk? The walk.
I wouldn't know what to do. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, the cement is down now. Then they have to put down the stone. It's flagstone, but it's very thick.
Yeah.
And they cut it in different ways and fit it in like a puzzle. And then they have to put mortar all around it. Yeah, forget that. No way.
That's right.
No way, Marshall. I stay far away from that. And that's it. Everything else has been relatively quiet. I didn't see anything too exciting on the TV last night. I was watching. Have you watched Ellen DeGeneres' her Game of Games? Whatever. Yeah, Game of Games.
No.
Very funny.
No, I went to bed. I was in bed by 8 o'clock last night.
Okay. I got to sleep. Let's see. Her show was on 8 to 9. I guess I got to sleep about 9:30.
Yeah, I watch a couple of movies sometimes in the afternoon, and have a little dinner and then go to bed because I won't watch news anymore because it just upsets me. So I don't watch news.
Yeah,
I have to listen to news during the day all day long because you're at the radio station, but when I'm at home at night, I don't want to, and I can handle getting upset at news during the day, but at night, all you do is start thinking about it when you start watching it, and so you know what. I don't watch any of them. Don't watch any of them. I watch movies. Sometimes they're terrible movies, and sometimes they're not terrible movies. But
right. Yeah, I mean, it's a good choice. I didn't watch the news. I just heard this morning while I was working a whole big thing with Iran. So.
Yeah, well, that's it. I wake up this morning and I find out that Iran shot down our drone. That's just what I want to hear with Donald Trump as president. I mean, it's just what I want to hear, that Iran shot down a drone. That's the last thing in the world I want to hear.
But yeah,
at least I got the whole day to get rid of it. And then I'll get home and I'll watch some movies and I'll forget about it. And I'll go to bed and I'll wake up the next morning and find out what else. Because you know what? I just can't carry it to bed with me. I just can't.
I hear you. And, you know, nothing takes it out of my mind that our president may be actually looking to get involved with with a confrontation.
Tonight is going to be I'm probably going to watch Rogue One from Star Wars, which I have. I'll probably watch that. So,
OK,
that'll make me feel a little bit better about myself. All right, Pat.
I'll see you tomorrow, Friday.
All right. Watch out for the thunder.
I will.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast.